Homework.
Clubs.
Reading.
Dating.
Scary.
Dorm life.
Independent. Friends.
Busy.
Nerve-wracking.
New friends.
Stressful.
In college, you have a lot of forces pulling you in different directions. Eventually, you learn how to manage this, but your first year in college can be overwhelming. In our inaugural episode, we're going to tell you how to survive and strive your freshman year. I'm Tip Crowley, and this is Life on College Hill. Your first year in college can be exciting, but it can also be overwhelming. For traditional students, you may only know about the university experience through movies, TV shows, and music. It's a new sense of freedom, but with that independence comes more responsibility. It's on you to do what you need to do. For non-traditional students, it may feel completely alien. If you're used to going to work and being told exactly what to do, having the need to set your own schedule and manage your own workload may be something that's a bit uncommon for you. In your first two semesters, you determine a lot about who you are in later semesters and later on in life. And it's hard to finish strong when you don't start strong. On top of all of that, freshman year for traditional students is a time when you're trying to figure out who you are. Your freshman year is a big part of where you find your identity and place in life. Research shows that while freshman year isn't the end of your development, it's a major part of determining your self-identity, which is essentially how you see yourself and how you make yourself fit in with the rest of the world. As many as 90% of universities across the United States help students by putting together some sort of orientation course or first-year program. Rogers State University has included a university orientation course in past years, but this semester the professionals in student affairs put together a brand new course as part of a whole big plan to make the first-year experience more comprehensive and more beneficial to new students here on campus.
The first year is very important for college students because it's where they really get a sense of the college life. They learn the new expectations of being on campus. They learn the new environment. And our job is here is really to support them in that transition and in learning their new environment.
Tracy Emmons, who is the director of first year and transfer experience at RSU, is a big part of the push to help students settle in their first year.
We've gone more in depth with a lot of the things that we felt were very important for first-year students. So we've gone more in depth with really teaching them about the environment. We've gone more in depth with teaching them about the resources that they have available to them. And we've also included peer mentors into this new UNIV 1152 course. So that way they have someone there that is on their level, that has been through the experience before, that they can really connect with.
But it's not just about one class. That's maybe 2 hours a week. While the class is a great jumping off point, universities often take a more holistic approach to crafting a first year experience for students.
Well, the new student orientation is part of the overall first year experience that we've built out. So we built a program that would meet students from their very first interaction with RSU and take them all the way through their first year. So the new student orientation is a piece of that that we built out to really help them understand the campus resources and all of the things that they have available to them to help them with their first year experience.
We sat down with people who have been where you are right now. By talking with current students and alumni, we came up with 4 tips to help make it through your first year.
My name is Travis Peck. I am the Director of Alumni Engagement here at Rogers State University, and I graduated in 2007.
I'm Hannah, and I am a senior.
Brandon Irby, Director of Communications and Marketing at Rogers State University.
As you've heard already, college can be overwhelming at times. This may cause some people to stick to situations that they are comfortable with. But the people we talk to attribute a lot of their success to getting out of their comfort zone.
Let's say you're going to go to a party, and you want to have a good time. Typically standing on the wall is not the way to get that done. So same thing goes for university experience. If you don't engage and you don't go out and participate and meet new people and talk to your faculty and staff and learn names and places and all those things, you're going to miss out on a tremendous amount of what it means to get an education at the university level.
Coming in, I was super open to going to any event, regardless of whether I thought I'd love it or not. I'm not a huge sports person, but I was going to soccer games and just meeting people.
So even though college can be very uncomfortable, lean into that discomfort. Sometimes take a deep breath, move forward, resolve to say hello, to introduce yourself, get outside your comfort zone, and really enjoy the experience that's ahead of you.
Although you may not know everyone when you come on campus, you are definitely not alone. Building a strong community around yourself is something that only helps you succeed.
Being a part of a small regional institution allows you to be very involved on campus. I immediately got plugged in with the student newspaper, began following different beats and reporting on different topics, and that allowed me to learn so much about every aspect of the institution, everything from academic side of campus to student life. It really was an open door into the life of so many others.
Get involved as soon as you can. I think that's something I, if I could go back, would have definitely dove into more clubs just to see what's out there and see what I would like and what I would fit in with. So I think, you know, if you are a freshman coming in, even if it's not related to your major, even if it's just for fun, finding a club and finding a group or an activity is such a great way to get plugged in and engaged with campus life.
Put yourself out there, meet as many people as possible, because you never know who those new friends are going to be. We all have our friends from way back that we lean on, and sometimes they're there and sometimes they're not. But here at RSU, and honestly in any college experience, I think you find some lifelong friends, some people that you never even knew for those first 18, 20, 30 years of your life that now you talk to all the time, every day. You might work with them in the future. You just never know what's going to happen. So I would tell you to just get out there and meet as many people as possible.
And your community should be bigger than just classmates and friends.
When I arrived at Rogers State University, I immediately found faculty who believed in me. I found faculty who were willing to ensure my success. That didn't mean that I didn't have to work hard. But if you show up and you show that you're invested and that you're committed, you have faculty who take an interest in you. They take an interest in your success.
Don't be afraid to talk to faculty and staff. They're not scary, I promise. They are there to help you. They want you to succeed, and they are very taking pride in everything you do. If you aren't yet, they are. So be ready to engage.
With more freedom and personal responsibility placed directly on you, time management is a skill worth thinking about from the very start.
Making sure that getting time management set as a skill freshman year has been probably the most beneficial thing I did that entire first year.
As a freshman coming in, you're going to be overwhelmed with a bunch of different things. You might be worried about finances, and you might be worried about the things that are going on in the world. You might have, you might be non-traditional. You might be traditional. Maybe this is your first time away from home. There's a lot of things that can distract you. Take time for your studies and make that separate from your work. So I know a lot of times you're trying to study on the fly, or you're trying to do work while you're, you know, in class. And now the days we've got our cell phone on our hip at all times. We're ready to go. But you really need to focus. Set aside time for your individual learning, and maybe don't go on your phone. Don't go on the internet and just sit there, read your books that you need to read or do what you need to do. Find a quiet space on campus. Go to the library. Get away from everyone. Don't be distracted. And try to really fit that in just like you would anything else.
It was like as soon as I got out of class, I kind of just treated it like, you know, I had to sit down. I had to put in, say, an hour of homework, an hour of reading. Then I could take a snack break or go for a quick walk or chat with friends for a while. And then, depending on how much work I had, kind of just planning that out. I'm not an agenda user. Writing things down is not my strong suit, but kind of mentally mapping out how much work I had and then how much time I had really is kind of how I started building that skill.
You know, people always say you've got plenty of time for the things you make time for, and that is 100% the case with education.
And your last tip comes from me. Tip. Mine isn't some grand advice. In fact, it's really simple. For every class you have, read the syllabus. The syllabus should give you every piece of information you'll need to survive the course. Everything from policies to due dates are in there. And additionally, it's just like a contract between you and your professor. Your syllabus isn't just a set of rules for you. It's a resource. You can use it whenever you're confused or have conflicting information, so download it the first day and read through it. Speaking of resources, RSU provides plenty of opportunities for students to better themselves both academically and personally. Here are some free tools you can use to get ahead while you're at RSU. The Writing Center is here to help you become a better communicator through written language. They offer tutoring and feedback on assignments. Just make sure you visit them before the day your paper is due. They also offer online tutoring, so Pryor and Bartlesville students can get help as well. You can schedule an appointment at rsu.edu/writing-center. Libraries are more than just books. They provide everything from access to online databases to a great place to relax. Both Claremore and Pryor campuses have libraries, and the Bartlesville Public Library is just 1/3 of a mile from classes. If you don't have a textbook you need for class the first week, you can usually find a copy in the library on campus. There are also comic books, fiction, and fun reads to help you get a break. Without food, you won't be your top self. RSU offers Food for Thought, a food pantry for students. You can grab a snack or ingredients for a healthy meal when you're on the Claremore campus. It's access to food with no stigma and no hassle in the University Village Clubhouse and the DCTC. Your mental health affects a lot of other parts of your life, including your ability to learn and to put out your best effort. Counseling services are available to students through the Counseling Center. You can receive help with anxiety, conflict resolution, substance abuse, and stress management. Visit rsu.edu/counseling-services to schedule an appointment. RSU Campus Life has some really cool things that sometimes people just don't know about. Like, did you know we have both a TV station and a radio station? You can catch RSU Public TV on Channel 35.1, and we at RSU Radio can be heard on 91.3 FM or rsuradio.com. Here are some other hidden gems and traditions to check out on campus.
The Conservation Education Reserve is an escape to the woods right here on campus. It's a good place to relax and slow down. There are plenty of walking trails to help you get a breath of fresh air.
Visit the Art Gallery in Baird Hall. You'll see exhibitions from students, faculty, and artists from around the area. Stop by between classes for a quick break or take some time to really get to know the art.
And finally, one of our unofficial campus mascots is Sarge the Swan. You can usually find him near Harrington Hall. Sometimes Sarge isn't in the best mood, which can make the trip from Health Sciences to Harrington a little treacherous. These students have survived encounters with Sarge, and they want to share with you how they safely make it over to Harrington Hall.
I have two tactics for avoiding Sarge while heading to Harrington. I like to look around the other entrances and see if I can get away from him that way, or I just kind of wait in front of the building for a little bit and let someone else sacrifice themselves to distract him, and then I go ahead and go in myself.
My main strategy when it comes to dealing with Sarge would definitely be keeping a minimum of 20 feet away, if not more. 20 feet is my minimum. Also, I try not to make eye contact. I'm not sure if he's provoked by that, but I don't want to take any chances.
So my number one tip for avoiding Sarge is to avoid Harrington completely. Now, this may not be possible for all people, so if you do have to take classes in Harrington, I'm sorry. Some mornings you might have to find a new buddy. That's really the only way you're going to be safe. Buddy system all the way. I have never walked into Harrington alone. I will either make friends in class and meet up with them outside, or I will wait until another stranger is with me, because I fear that swan more than I fear most other things. He's great, though. He's super friendly. Just don't get in his way.
So with all of that, you have a little bit more information on how to survive and strive your first year at Rogers State University. Thanks for listening to Life on College Hill. My name's Tip Crowley. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play, and visit rsuradio.com to catch the latest podcast episodes from the RSU Radio Podcast Network. This show is produced by RSU Radio 91.3 FM on the campus of Rogers State University. The music you've heard on this podcast is from Calico. The song is called Pop Rocks. He's one of our graduates, so make sure you check him out.